Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Kia ora, Penelope Noir.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited about who we are talking about today, which is, of course...
Björk. Yeah, I
legend.
Thought I'd continue on with, like, strong female artists.
Big 90s vibes in recent weeks, which I'm into.
Yeah.
The 90s is, you know, having its... The 90s, 2000s having its, you know...
Resurgence
at the moment.
I think it has been for a wee while. It's kind of feel like with the pandemic, people like are still kind of wearing 1990s inspired outfits. It's like, oh yeah, I can't get enough of that. Haven't been out too much, so I'm just going to keep going with this.
And also, you know, there's a lot of really practical fashion from the 90s, a lot of sportswear that becomes, you know, streetwear, and then also a lot of extremely hectic kind of clubbing outfits.
Yeah, and a lot of clashes, like kind of just wearing different things with different things.
Yeah.
Which is very suitable for Björk.
Yes.
So just a bit of background. She was born in 1965, which is weird because I didn't think she was that old, in Iceland. And she studied classical piano and flute at a music school from the age of 6. What I didn't realise about Björk was that she actually released her first album when she was 11.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. 11. And it was because she actually recorded a song, and her school teachers sent the song to the only radio station in Iceland at the time. and she ended up releasing her first self-titled album at 11. But it was mostly covers. There was only one song that she wrote on there, and she was always kind of quite embarrassed about that. She was
embarrassed that it was covers, or embarrassed about her single song?
No, embarrassed about the covers and the fact that it heard her name on the album title.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
I mean, she was 11. Cut her a break, you know?
Yeah, I think she kind of left the music school when she was about 15,
right,
after she was very disillusioned and like, no, I don't want to do this. And but she was in multiple bands, and they were all influenced by punk, post-punk, jazz fusion. She kind of like had lots of multiple bands that had different kind of genres that she was working with, which kind of obviously she went on to do. Eventually formed the Sugar Cubes and released the first single, English Birthday, in 1987. And that's when I loved that song. I had that first EP. It was just like the weirdest thing I'd ever heard vocally.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know. And I was into Cocteau Twins, and I still am. But, you know, to me, it was just like, whoa, this is crazy.
This
is amazing. And that's first solo album. And then 1993 released her first solo album debut, which was Album of the Year from NME and went platinum in the US, so then kind of blew up and, you know. But I guess what is quite interesting about Björk is that she's very avant-garde in her music styles and the way she approaches music, and that translates into her style, which I just really feel like you can't define.
Totally. No, you know? she does that classic 90s thing of she borrows from a bit of everywhere, and it's always changing.
Yeah, so in the 1990s, like, if you'd asked me, you know, define Björk's style, I would have said, you know, like mini buns and crystals under the eyes and dots on the eyebrows, but mostly the mini buns. I think one of the most iconic looks I remember from her early on was her wearing a chartreuse embroidered wrap and hiking boots over a white dress.
Oh, so good. So good.
Yeah. And I just love the fact that you can't define her style. She kind of wears a lot of metallic fabrics, folded pleats, unique silhouettes, masks, doilies, pom-pom headdresses. And of course, there's the infamous swan dress, which was designed by Marjan Pajowski, which she wore to the 2001 Academy Awards. And I think that's kind of the first time I kind of went, oh, yeah, she's really quite avant-garde in her style. What I didn't realise was that as she was walking along the red carpet, she was laying eggs.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to go try and find a video of this.
And I was watching a documentary on her yesterday, and Elton John is one of the people talking about it. He was like, oh my God, those Americans, they have no sense of style. She's just fabulous. They just don't get it, you know?
Oh, I've just seen a photo of one of the eggs. These giant white, they look like they could be an egg from like a I don't know, ostrich. An emu or an ostrich or something.
Moa.
That is the first, like, memory I have of Björk, because I was, you know, really young when that happened, but I can remember seeing photos of it because it was kind of, I sort of remember it's just plastered everywhere, all these images being like, oh, wacky Björk wearing this swan dress, and I remember thinking it was the coolest thing ever, and I still think it is.
It's pretty wacky, like it's a proper, looks like a, could be a real swan.
Yeah. I'm not really sure. I think that egg might actually be her purse. But,
okay.
You know, if you read every word, it's like, oh my God, she laid an egg. Like, whoa. And when you look at a lot of her outfits when she, you know, because she was really out there in her day-to-day style, but also going to awards and things. And a lot of her little purses are birds, which I think are really cute. Like there's a penguin one and there's an owl. And there's also a polar bear. And there's a white polar bear and a sequin polar bear, which I just think is like, whoa, that's awesome.
Polar bear day to night, polar bear wear.
Yeah. when she performed in 2008 at the Auckland Big Day Out, she was wearing, like, I don't know, she had these ginormous pom-poms on her head. It looked like a polka dot hand-painted cape over a painted green dress of trees.
Wow.
It's just like... totally amazing. I think one of my favourite outfits that she wore, though, is, and I guess if people are interested, the best way to see her most out there costumes are by Googling Björk fashion, checking out like Vogue, The Cut. And they all have kind of like, you know,
top 15
you know, outfits. But my favourite is the 2017 head to toe with sun hat, which is designed by Amsterdam-based designer Marlou Bruels, I think, inspired by Van Gogh. And it's tiny pearls on the ridges of pleats, and it's like a sun hat, but full mask.
Wow.
Right down to even the shoes. And on the end of the sleeves and the ankles, the ridges come out and the little pearls. And so when you kind of shimmy, it's like, you know, frayed.
That's so cool.
And it's just amazing. But her, you know, she wears full masks.
Yeah, a lot of prosthetic makeup as well.
Yeah.
And facial jewellery too, which I find really interesting.
Yeah, and it's just... I don't know, it's just way out there, but so inspiring.
And I think she has inspired so many people. You think about someone like Lady Gaga, you can see a direct line between her most radical, you know, runway looks and what Björk was doing 10, 15 years before and when she was younger as well. And you can just see how she's gone and influenced people in all genres and, you know, from the biggest pop stars through to your grungiest punk bands as well.
Yeah, but she's always remained herself. Like, if you think about, you know, like Bowie, you know, he always kind of had a persona as he changed his costumes. But Björk is just Björk.
Yeah.
You know, and that's actually her given name.
Totally.
You know, and she's just not afraid to be anything that she wants to be. And I think that's so inspiring for many women, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. I find her constantly inspiring. And she's still doing it. She hasn't stopped. She's always, always innovating with her outfits. You've picked us a Sugar Cubes track that you mentioned before.
Yes, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
but this is the first track, yes, that I ever heard, and I just completely was obsessed with it. There are lots of remixes, but I love the original. So, Birthday by Sugar Cubes.
Pass it well outside it.
that is the Sugar Cubes with birthday. Someone has texted in to say, so glad I saw the Sugar Cubes at Town Hall. She was a dynamo with her bouncing and singing. That was from Grizzy. Thanks, Grizzy. And someone else has texted in, Odette has texted in to say, I wore the little Bjork buns in the 90s. Paul has said that he was in London in the late 90s, living it up, but didn't know much of her music. But she certainly had a presence, a very cool presence. And someone else has texted in to say, I was into grunge and metal, then Debut came out and everything changed.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.